started.
Of course. To respect it as an individual being of certain strategic direction.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. For you have done great things. You have done wonderful things. You have helped us. You have blessed us. You have healed us. You have delivered us. You have rescued us from the hands of those who were too powerful for us to overcome. Thank you for mighty things you have performed in our lives and situations. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for victories we have gotten through the power in your name, through the power in your word, through the power in your weapons, through the power in your blood. Thank you, Lord, for great victories you have given to us. We are so grateful for how you take care of us. You so much care for our lives. You so much care for our survival. You protect us from evils. You meet us at the point of our needs. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You have not allowed us to be put to shame. You have been so faithful. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your commitment to everyone in this ministry. We thank you for how you have committed yourself to helping us, to answering our prayers. Thank you for how you have committed yourself to preserving our lives from destruction. Thank you for how you have demonstrated your faithfulness in every area of our lives. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the ministry of your Holy Spirit in our lives. You have not allowed us to be misled. You have not allowed us to be deceived by the enemy. Your Holy Spirit has always been guiding us, teaching us your truths, giving us the right directions, helping us to make right choices. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry of your Holy Spirit in our lives. By your Spirit, O Lord, you have opened our eyes to see great and mighty things. You have opened our eyes to understand mysteries that have been hidden since the beginning of time. Thank you, Father. We thank you for how you have been helping us to go through this fasting, 30 days fasting. We thank you for those of us who have been committed to this fasting from the first day to now. It is not by our strength, it is by your strength. Thank you for how you have helped us up to now in this fasting journey. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you also for those that are joining newly at this time, because you will help them to succeed and to be victorious. Thank you, Lord. I ask, O Lord, that as we would be having this prayer session and worship session in your presence, Lord, minister unto everyone right here. Touch us from your throne. I ask that you begin to deal with every issue in our lives that needs your touch, that needs your intervention. Oh Lord, through this prayer session, begin to meet our needs one by one. Begin to fix our lives. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our request. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that the Lord is not yet done with what He's doing in your life in this fasting season. And through this prayer session, He will do some of those wonders He wants to do in your life in this season, in Jesus' name. So we are going to take some worship songs before we go into the prayers. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah, we have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father. You have a Father. Say, I have a Father, Almighty Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father, unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done, greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done, greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Ghost, you are here. You are here for us. Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Ghost, you are here. You are here for us. Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good. Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. Adonai, Adonai, we worship you, worship you, Lord, Son of God, Jesus, you are so good, you are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glory of God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glory of God. You are here, changing our lives. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You are here. You are here. Setting captives free, Jesus, we worship you. Savior, we worship you. You are here. You are here, healing every sick, healing every sick, Jesus. We worship you, Savior, we worship you. You are here. You are here, making the poor rich, making the poor rich. Oh, we worship you, Jesus, we worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Begin to worship Him with the whole of your heart, from the depth of your heart, with the whole of your soul. Begin to praise Him. Praise the King of Israel, the Rock of Israel, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the One who was and is to come. He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Begin to worship Him. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. Begin to worship the Almighty God, the all-sufficient God, the self-sufficient God, miracle worker, way maker, Lord of hosts, we worship you. 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 You are the ruler of the whole universe, the controller of the heavens and the earth. We worship you, Father. You are the Almighty God. You are a terrible God. You are a fearful God. We worship you, Jesus. The greatness of you is without end, is without the limit. Your power is great. Your name is great. Your throne is great. Your glory is great. Your authority is great. Your dominion is great. You are greater than all. You are mightier than all. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for everything you are doing. Thank you for great things you will do. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, We have given him thanks and praises and worship. Amen. I want you to open your mouth and begin to thank God. Begin to say, Father, thank you for all the blessings you have released into my life. The one I can see, and even the one I can't see. Say, Father, thank you for all the blessings you have released into my life. Thank you for all the miracles you have performed in my life. The one I have seen, and the ones I am yet to see. Oh Lord, thank you. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father. There are miracles that have been done into time. If they have already been done, the fact that you have not seen them doesn't mean it has not happened. So begin to thank God. Even the miracles you have not seen yet, thank him for those miracles because they have been released. Even the blessings you have not seen yet, thank him for those blessings because they have been released. There is no doubt that they have been released. Begin to say, Father, thank you for all the blessings you have released into my life. Thank you for the favor you have released, the honor you have released. Thank you, Father. The glory you have released, the promotion you have released. Thank you, Father, for the elevation you have released into my life. Thank you for the victories you have released. Thank you for the honor you have released. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to thank him like that. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for all the blessings you have released into my life. The ones I have seen and the ones I am yet to see. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Remember that this is fasting season. And as I have said during the last prayer session, I'm going to be reducing the length of the time of our midnight prayers. Yeah, because I want you to have enough time to pray all the 155 prayer points that is in the prayer instructions we have given to you to pray with. Yeah. You're going to raise up your right hand. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, write on your write or move with your chariot of fire into my life and destroy all my enemies. Yeah, I'm going to say, Father, enter into my life riding on your chariot of fire and destroy all my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord of hosts, enter into my life riding on your chariot of fire, riding on the cherubims. Enter into my life and begin to waste all my enemies, the enemies of my success, the enemies of my progress, the enemies of my breakthroughs, the enemies of my promotion, the enemies of my elevation, the enemies of my shift into riches and wealth. Oh Lord, ride on your chariot of fire and begin to destroy them now. Oh Lord, invade my life and begin to destroy all the enemies of my life, all the enemies of my calling, all the enemies of my destiny. Lord, enter into my life. Enter into my life. Enter into my life, oh God, in your chariot of fire. With your chariot of fire, begin to consume all the enemies attacking my destiny. Oh Lord of hosts, invade my life. Begin to consume all the enemies fighting my success. Thank you, Lord. As it is written, for our God is a consuming fire. For my God is a consuming fire. Oh Lord, invade my life. Invade my dwelling place. Invade my home. Invade the environment I live. Invade my marriage. Invade my calling, my career, my destiny. And begin to waste all my enemies. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, enter into my life riding on your chariot of fire. Enter into my life riding on the wings of the cherubims. Begin to destroy all my enemies. Destroy them. Destroy them. All the enemies attacking my peace. All the enemies attacking my joy. All the enemies attacking my success, my breakthroughs. Oh Lord of hosts, invade my life. Riding on the chariot, on your chariot of fire, riding on the wings of the cherubims, and begin to consume all my enemies. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Hashemigadabala. Mashia cessation the Talagana Mandija Kesasilavala Mashata Sajadala. In the name of Jesus, invade my life. Thank you, Lord. Invade my body system. Invade my soul. Invade my spirit. And begin to destroy all my enemies. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, in Ephesians chapter 6, I think verse 12, we were told or we were given the description of our enemies. They are wicked people. Your enemies, they are extremely wicked and very dangerous, very deadly. Yeah, the Bible says that we are not fighting flesh and blood enemies, but we are fighting principalities, powers of darkness, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. Yeah, we are fighting enemies that are more dangerous than witches and wizards. You think witches and wizards are dangerous? They are not. They are not. Yeah. In fact, your real enemies are the people who gave power to witches and wizards. Yeah. Your real enemies are those who give power to all those human agents of Satan. Your real enemies are far more deadly than a human enemy that you might have. Yeah. That is why I pity Christians that are going to churches where they are deceiving them, and they are telling them that your enemy are only witches and wizards. Your enemy are flesh and blood. I pity Christians going to those churches where they have not explained to them who their real enemies are. Yeah. Yeah, because they will never have breakthroughs and they will never have victory. Even if they seem to have a victory, they will still fall back into captivity. Yeah, your real enemies, they are far more deadly than flesh and blood. Yeah, they are not humans. Your real enemies are not humans. And they are very wicked. I mean, extremely wicked. Because I know them very well. So you are going to pray. You are going to raise up your right hand again. We are repeating the same prayer, the same prayer point. Yeah. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, ride on your chariot of fire. Invade my life and consume all my enemies. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, ride on the wings of the cherubims, invade my life, and consume all my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Oh Lord of hosts, invade my life. Invade my life. Consume all my enemies. All my enemies that are inside my body. Consume them. All my enemies that are inside my soul. Consume them. All my enemies that are inside my spirit. Consume them. All my enemies that are within my environment. Consume them now. Oh Lord of hosts, invade my life, riding on your chariot of fire. Begin to destroy all my enemies right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. As you are praying, Something is happening to you. Something is happening in your environment. Begin to say, Oh Lord of hosts, ride on your chariot of fire. Begin to waste my enemies. Ride on your chariot of fire. Invade my life. Invade every area of my life. Invade my calling. Invade my ministry. Invade my career. Invade my destiny. Invade my business. Invade the sources of my income. And begin to consume all my enemies right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. Yeah. If you read the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1. Yeah. You will see the description of the glory of God that the man of God Ezekiel saw. Yeah. He saw the cherubims. And then he saw that all over the cherubims was the glory of God was over the cherubims. So it was as though God was riding on the wings of the cherubims. So everywhere God is visiting, the cherubims take him there. It's more or less like the rider of on the horse. Yeah, the rider on the horse. So God moves, or God moves about or rides on the wings of the cherubims. And if you look at the way the Ark of Covenant was constructed, if you look at the way it was created, you will see that on the top of the mercy seat on the Ark of Covenant, the Ark of Covenant that was placed in the most holy place, the holies of holies. So if you look at the top of that Ark of the Covenant, you will see two cherubims facing each other. Yeah, so God is enthroned. God is enthroned above the cherubims. God is enthroned above the cherubim. So he moves everywhere with those creatures, those kind of angels. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not going to go into details of what those angels symbolizes. Yeah. Or what they do, the kind of creatures they are. I'm not going to go into details. Yeah, but you need to understand that when God is about to do something significant in the earth, the cherubims are always involved. When God is about to change the course of time, when God is about to do something that will remain a landmark in history, that the whole world will not be able to forget that thing, the cherubims are always involved. Yeah, so they were also part of the angels that walked with Moses. Yeah, so we are going to pray again. I believe that in this time, God wants to cause some changes, some transformation to happen in your life that would be permanent. They will remain like that forever. And God wants to, you know, God wants to shift you into a height that you will be there forever. You won't fall down from that height. Yeah, so you're going to pray again. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, "Oh Lord of hosts, invade my life and cause changes that will remain forever. Transform my life in such a way that my transformation remains forever. Oh Lord, invade my life, riding on the wings of the cherubims. Change my life. Change my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. There is no change God cannot do in your life at this time. There is no degree of change He cannot do. There is no level of change He cannot do. Only if you don't believe, that is when you might not see those changes. Continue to pray like that. There is no level, there is no kind of change that God cannot do in your life at this time. Even if you don't have qualifications for those heights, He is able to take you there. Begin to say, "Oh Lord of hosts, invade my life. Invade my life. Cause changes that will remain forever. In the name of Jesus." Thank you, Lord. Invade my life, O God, riding on the wings of the cherubims. Invade my life, cause changes that will remain forever. Powerful changes, glorious changes, great changes that will remain with me forever. Change my financial life. Change my spiritual life. Change my prayer life. Thank you, Lord. Change my calling and ministry. Change my life into a new glory. Invade my life, O Lord of hosts. Cause changes that will be permanent. Glorious changes, successful changes, victorious changes. Lord, invade my life and begin to cause those changes. Right now, in the name of Jesus, invade my life, O Lord of hosts. 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 And begin to cause changes that will remain forever. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, I have had several encounters with God. Yeah. And the kind of encounters, the kind of encounters that I began to have was similar to the encounter that Ezekiel had. In Ezekiel chapter 1, how God came to him. So when God came to me for the first time, He came with those cherubims. He manifested to me through the cherubims. Those kind of angels that Ezekiel saw. You know, he saw those angels first before he now saw God sitting above those angels in the cloud of glory, in a cloud of glory. Yeah. Now, this is one of the things that I know about the Lord of hosts. Yeah, this is one of the things that I know about Him. The Almighty God, especially when He's visiting you the way He is in heaven. Because if you look at the revelation of the throne of God that Apostle John saw in the book of Revelation, you will see that Apostle John saw God also, he saw Him in heaven also sitting in the midst of the cherubims. Yeah. He saw God sitting in the midst of the four living creatures. That was what John called them. Four living creatures. Yeah. So whenever God is visiting you in that dimension, like coming the way he is on his throne in heaven. Now, these are some of the things that will happen in your life. Yeah, one of the things, one of them is that God will not leave. He will not leave. When he visits you like that, he won't leave until everything that he wants to happen happens. Yeah. Yeah, let's say God wants to, I'm just citing an example. Let's say God is visiting you. He's visiting you to turn into a millionaire. Yeah. You will not leave until you become that millionaire. So, literally, you will begin to see your life change and it will not stop. Let's say today, a blessing come. Tomorrow, another blessing. The following day, another blessing. Like, you'll be watching your life change drastically. Every day will become a day of miracle. New miracles every day. New miracles every day. New miracles every day. Because God is not, he has not left. He has come physically. Though you might not see him, but he has come physically and he's doing those miracles one by one, one by one, and he's not leaving until he's done. I believe that is the kind of visitation everyone who has partaken of this fast, I believe that's the kind of visitation of God that they will receive. Yeah, a visitation where God come and sit with you or sit in your life and he will not leave until everything he wants to happen to you happens. And they will be happening one by one. One by one. I don't know if you believe what I'm saying. I'm telling you what the Lord is telling me. So you are going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, "Oh Lord of hosts, visit my life as you are on your throne in heaven, and do not leave until my entire life is transformed." I don't know if you understand the weight of this prayer you're praying right now. I don't know if you understand. You're going to say, "Oh Lord of hosts, visit my life as you are on your throne in heaven, and do not leave my life until you have changed my life forever." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nezia keda atashi de devala. Nerada jese su jena gandishiria. Marche jia se su jeteshiria. Oh Lord of hosts, visit my life. Visit my life. Visit my destiny. Visit my calling. As you are on your throne in heaven. Visit my life as you are on your throne in heaven. Visit my life. Visit my days. Visit my life. Visit my marriage. Visit my calling. Visit my destiny as you are. Oh God. Continue to pray. So visit my life as you are in heaven. And do not leave until you have changed my life. Do not leave. Do not leave until you have transformed my life into the person you want me to be. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, another thing that I know about the Almighty God, whose throne is above the cherubims and in between the cherubims, another thing that I know is that when he visits you, everything that is created will begin to work in your favor, including the devil will work in your favor. Yeah, I'm going to repeat myself. When that dimension of God, as he is on his throne, when it appears in your life, when he visits you like that, as he is on his throne, everything that is created, whether they are in the heavens, or they are on earth, or they are under the earth, they will begin to work in your favor. They will begin to serve his will in your life, including demons, including the devil, including your enemies. So you are going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, oh God of Israel, visit my life as you are on your throne and make everything you have created begin to serve your will in my life. Make everything you have created begin to work for my favor. Begin to work for my good. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh God of Israel, oh God of Israel, visit my life, visit my destiny, visit my career, visit my calling, visit my home as you are in heaven, as you are on your throne, and begin to make everything you have created walk in my favor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to compel everything you have created to serve your purpose in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Even make my enemies serve your purpose in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from today, confusion shall be far from my life. Sorrow shall be far from my life. In the name of Jesus, from today, confusion shall be far from alive. Sorrow shall be far from alive. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, from today, confusion shall be far from my life. Confusion shall be far from my mind. Confusion shall be far from my soul. Sorrow shall be far from my life. Sorrow shall be far from my soul. Sorrow shall be far from my mind. In the name of Jesus, surely as the Lord liveth, from today, confusion shall be far from me. Sorrow shall be far from me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray four more prayer points. Yeah, four more prayer points, and then I'll round off the session. Yeah. You're going to pray. Another thing that gives birth to changes in the earth is the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy is one of the spirits. I'm not talking about the gift. Of course, the gift is a function of the spirit of prophecy. Yeah. But there is a spirit of prophecy and there is gift of prophecy. Yeah. So another thing that gives birth to changes in the head, or maybe I should say an instrument that God uses, a divine instrument, one of the divine instruments that God uses to birth changes, new things in the head, is the spirit of prophecy. Yeah, and in Ezekiel 37, when God took Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones, one of the things that not even one of the things. What God told Ezekiel to do was to prophesy. Yeah. In Ezekiel 37, what God told Ezekiel to do in the valley of dry bones was to prophesy. So there are some prophecies that communicate revelations or messages from God. But there's another dimension of prophecy that leads to miracles. Yeah, that one is not communicating messages from God. That one is performing the will of God. There's a dimension of prophecy that performs the will of God in the head. Yeah, so that one releases miracles. That one changes situations. Yeah, so that is the kind of prophecy or the kind of anointing of prophecy or prophetic anointing that I want you to pray for in this season. Yeah. Yeah, because in this season, you will see yourself prophesying. In the midst of prayer, you will see yourself suddenly speaking out things to happen in your life. You will just be speaking with authority. You will just speak things to happen, and they will happen because it is not you that said those things. It is the spirit of prophecy that have made you to utter those words in the place of prayer. So you're going to raise up your right hand. So you need that spirit of prophecy that releases miracles, that performs in the earth. You need that spirit now. Raise up your right hand. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, baptize me in the spirit of prophecy, or fill me with the spirit of prophecy to be able to speak prophetically in such a way that miracles begin to form in my life, to be able to speak prophetically in such a way that I receive my healings, in such a way that I receive my victories and deliverance. Oh Lord, baptize me with the spirit of prophecy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, baptize me with the spirit of prophecy. Baptize me with your spirit of prophecy. Baptize me with your spirit of prophecy, that I will be able to speak by the Holy Ghost and miracles will begin to form in my life. That I will be able to pray by the Holy Spirit and signs and wonders begin to form in my life. And transformation begin to happen in my life. And victories begin to happen in my life. And success begin to form in my life. Baptize me, O God, with the spirit of prophecy. Raise up your right hand. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, baptize me with the spirit of prophecy. Baptize me with the spirit of prophecy. Mahana tasa zishian dishiniana. Hende deke ketashigala. Baptize me with the spirit of prophecy, O Lord, that I will be able to speak by the Holy Ghost and miracles will begin to form in my life. That I will be able to pray by the Holy Ghost and changes begin to happen in my life. Baptize me, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Baptize me with the spirit of prophecy. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. And then we are going to round off the session. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand again. Yeah, one thing that the spirit of prophecy does is that it takes over your mouth. It takes over your tongue. And then you begin to say things that even you will know that I am not the one saying these things. This is no longer me talking. Yeah, that is what the spirit of prophecy does. It takes over your body. It takes over your tongue. It takes over your mouth. And whatever you say at that time is directly from heaven. And there's no limit to what those things can do. There's no limit. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand again. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, I surrender my body, my tongue, and my voice to you. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, I surrender my body, my tongue, and my voice to you. Begin to let your spirit of prophecy flow through my body for the transformation of my life. Let your spirit of prophecy flow through my tongue, through my mouth, through my voice, so that my life can change in the process. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, say, oh Lord, I surrender my body and my tongue and my voice and my mouth to you. Let your spirit of prophecy flow through me for the transformation of my life, calling, and destiny. In the name of Jesus, let your spirit of prophecy flow. As I pray, let it flow. As I open my mouth, let it flow. In the name of Jesus, as I position myself in prayer, oh Lord, let your spirit of prophecy flow through me. Thank you, Lord, for the transformation of my life. There are certain things you will say in the place of prayer, and your victory will happen immediately. Say, Lord, I surrender my body, my tongue, my mouth, my voice to you. Let your spirit of prophecy use them to change my life. Let your spirit of prophecy use my body to change my life. Yeah. That is the reality. That spirit will use your body to change your life. You will speak things into your life and they will remain and they will happen. So Lord, let your spirit of prophecy begin to use my tongue, use my mouth, use my voice for the transformation of my life, calling, and destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. Yeah. If you want the Spirit of God to use your body in this dimension, in this way, it means you have consecrated your body to the Lord. You have set apart your body to the Lord. Yeah, that is how the Spirit of God will be able to use your body in this way. It means you have surrendered your body to the Lord. You are not using your body in a way that is against righteousness. You are not using your body for unrighteousness. You are not using your body for unclean things. Yeah, that is how the spirit of prophecy will be able to use your body. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect my mind and body from everything that defiles it. You're going to say, I disconnect my mind and body from everything that defies it, from everything that corrupts it. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Don't think that God will want to use the same mouth you used to tell lies, the same mouth you used to gossip. Don't think God will want to use that same mouth Say, Lord, I disconnect my body from everything that defiles. Don't think God wants to use your body when you have surrendered heat to darkness. When it is working for righteousness, it is working for the enemy, it is leading people to sin. If your body is causing people to sin, don't think God will want to use that body. If your body is full of pollution, of sin, sexual sins, corruption, fornication, adultery, don't think God will want to use that kind of body. Say, oh Lord, I disconnect my body from everything that defiles, from everything that corrupts. I give it over to you. I give it over to you. Fasting is not only that you're not eating for certain hours. Fasting is also when you disconnect your body from things that defiles it, from things that corrupts it, from things that pollutes it, your body and mind, because your mind is inside your body. Your mind is your brain. So fasting entails that you disconnect your body from everything that corrupts it. I disconnect my body from everything that defiles. I hand it over to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I disconnect my mind and body from everything that defiles. When your mind is defiled, your body is defiled along with it. When your mind is polluted, your body is polluted along with it. And it will be difficult for the spirit of prophecy to flow through such body. Yeah, you don't need to have gifts of prophecy before the spirit of prophecy can flow through you. Yeah, the spirit of prophecy is for everyone. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, this is the last prayer point. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, oh Lord, ignite your fire in me. Ignite your fire in me. And let it never stop burning. Ignite your fire of revival in me. Ignite your fire of life in me. Your fire of eternal life. Your fire of revival. Ignite it in me. Your fire of strength. Fire of unending strength. A strength that does not go down. Lord, ignite your fire in me. And let it burn forever. Let it continue to burn in me forever. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Ignite your fire. Thank you, Lord. In my spirit, in my soul, in my body, ignite your fire. Ignite your fire in my spirit. Ignite your fire in my soul. Oh Lord, ignite your fire in my body, in my mind, and let it never stop burning. In the name of Jesus, your fire of eternal life, your fire of revival, your fire of unending strength, Lord, let it burn in me. Let it begin to burn. Let it begin to burn. Let it begin to burn. In the name of Jesus, your fire that will end coldness, spiritual coldness. Your fire that will end spiritual lukewarmness. Your fire that will end spiritual weaknesses, spiritual sicknesses. Lord, ignite that fire in me. Your fire that will end prayerlessness. Your fire that will end getting tired in the place of prayer. Oh Lord, let that fire begin to burn in my life, to destroy everything that should not be in me. Ignite your fire in me and let it burn forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So we are going to stop here. And I will be praying for you. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of Israel, we bless you. Ancient of Days, we praise you. O God, who is enthroned above the cherubims, we exalt your name. O God, who rides on the wings of the cherubims, we exalt you, Father. Be glorified forever. Be praised forever. We worship you, Lord. We worship your greatness. We worship your majesty. We worship your dominion. We worship your power. Be exalted for him. Be glorified for him. Be praised for him. Hallelujah. O Lord, your people have called unto you in this prayer session. I ask that the good works you have started in each of them, I ask that you perfect them now. In the name of Jesus, the good work that heaven has started in your life from the first day of this fast, I ask that the hand of God perfect them now. In the name of Jesus, the blessings that are yet to be released into your life from heaven, the blessings that has been programmed into these 30 days fasting for you, but they are yet to be released into your life, I decree that they are released right now. In the name of Jesus, I come against every of your enemies that are busy working day and night for your downfall, for your shame, for your disgrace. I decree that the anger of God come upon them right now. I decree that the judgment of God catch up with them right now. Behashene telegala. Mamdi aki jisuse shetajevidia. Wherever those enemies are, whatever realms they live and operate in, let the anger of God trace them. every of your enemy that are busy working to ensure that you fast in vain, that you seek God in vain, I decree that the anger of God treats them, and that the anger of God destroys them all. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In this season, you will be helped. Whether Satan likes it or not, whether the kingdoms of hell agrees or not, in this season, you will be helped. In the name of Jesus, even whether your body agrees with it or not, in this season, whether your mind agrees or not, in this season, you will be helped by God. In the name of Jesus, you will have a testimony, and the name of the Lord shall be glorified in your life. His name shall be praised in your life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.